Homie, I ain't mad at you. It's just disappointing when your OG turns snaggle to. Damn. On the phone, no, I'm looking.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to get into because, of course, the one and only Killer Cam is going at it with his OG, Dame Dash.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
And before you say, why are you saying that he's the OG in this situation and why you put so much respect on Dame Dash's name? Because, of course, y'all probably have already seen the Dame Dash interview where he was unintentionally making a mockery of himself. And that specific interview on The Breakfast Club is currently at 3.2 million views in just 5 days.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
And the reason why I say and play the drop, I know that's not who I think it is because if y'all don't know, this is the same person that co-founded Rockefeller Records back in 1994 that gave us arguably the greatest rapper who's ever touched the mic. So that being said, him and Jay-Z has had a lot of business success so that in 2025, when you look at his current mental state and how he goes back and forth with people about seemingly petty things, it's very unfortunate, right? Dame Dash also organized Jay-Z's 1999 Hard Knock Life Tour, and that grossed $19 million. And that was back in the 90s, right? And then he ended up selling 50% of Rockefeller to Def Jam in 1997 for $1.5 million, fueling his expansion. Then he co-founded Rockaware clothing line with Jay-Z once again, and that sold in 2007 for a whopping $204 million. And then, of course, Dame Dash produced Paid in Full, which brings us full circle in our entire coverage of Cam'ron versus Dame Dash, because if you don't know, obviously Cam'ron is one of the more respected rappers in the game, but obviously Paid in Full definitely gave him another boost as far as celebrity status because he was unequivocally a star and Paid in Full. And who produced that? Dame Dash. Now, that being said, I could keep going on and on about how he founded Rockefeller Films, producing State Property series, how he signed and developed Kanye West back in 2002, how he launched a lot of just a plethora of successful companies to the point where now you look at Dame Dash, who objectively speaking was one of the pioneers in the entrepreneurial lane to the point where I believe, of course, the people I look at as far as why I get into the internet or not internet, why I get into the entrepreneurial lane, I believe Dame Dash laid a lot of the groundwork along with other people like Russell Simmons and things of that nature. But now, looking at him going back and forth with not only Charlamagne, but Cam'ron and him not looking like the 90s version of himself, being one of the greatest entrepreneurs we've ever seen in the content space, is very saddening to the point where I have to play the drop.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
Because never in my very young life did I think that somebody who had this amount of success in the business lane would be looked at in such a fashion in 2025. Really a shame on letting your overall perception just go down in the dumps. For what? For petty reasons, right? And you saw all throughout the Breakfast Club interview, it was all type of petty reasons why Dame Dash wanted to come up there, calling them broke, calling them, and they said Dame Dash said they was recording in a I don't know if it's a funeral box. I forget what he called it. Anyways, at the end of the day, he said he was coffin. I think that's what it was. He said they was recording in a coffin. But the main thing I wanted to get to was the back and forth between Cam'ron and Dame Dash, because you already know I'm a huge, well, not huge, pause.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
Which even a pause, you know, some could say that Dame invented that, but you know, it's, you know, I wanted to start off giving Dame a lot of credit because of course what we get into is beyond saddening. So I want you all to know why we hold Dame Dash in such high regards, because without Dame Dash, some could say Jay-Z wouldn't have reached the heights that he did. I know that's a hot take, but I'm just laying it out why people hold or used to hold Dame Dash in such high respect. Anyways, with that being said, Dame Dash has filed a $300 million lawsuit towards Cam'ron.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
And then as far as the claims in the lawsuit is for defamation, harassment, business disparagement, conspiracy, and unjust enrichment.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
He alleges that Cam falsely called Dame a liar on Instagram and podcast. And then he came out and said that Cam admitted the lineup. Dash says that was sabotage or something like that. It was him alleging that Cam admitted the lineup, quote unquote, and Dash says that sabotage. He alleges that Cam allegedly targeted Dash's partner, Raquel Horn. Hopefully I'm saying his or her name right. Plus involved his children. Cam allegedly offered $5,000 to Dame Dash to appear on a podcast to embarrass him. So that's all in the lawsuit, right? And then Dame Dash basically co-signed this lawsuit, coming out in an Instagram caption and saying, "You, quote unquote, broke my heart."
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Imagine you produce Paid in Full back in 2002, and the person you put in it starts to elevate his star power and his celebrityism, if that's even a word. And then he turns around in 2025 and calls you a liar to your face. I mean, that just has to be. Man, ain't nobody feeling bad for Dame Dash. He better suck it up. You know, at the end of the day, that's one of the greatest drops in history. Because sometimes you just got to look at the situation and say, don't nobody care. So anyways, Dame Dash is tripping with this $300 million lawsuit. I don't even know why he filed it in the first place. And to even go off of that, right? Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we are going to play certain snippets throughout this coverage, because it is a lot to get into. But this right here, ladies and gentlemen, this is the whole reason why Dame wanted to sue Cam'ron in the first place.
In each other's eyes, I can't be violent, and I won't be violent. And I don't want any of my friends to be violent. My job is to keep them out of jail. So the only way I can deal with things, to keep certain things out of the algorithm, is to answer as soon as somebody says something. And my version of violence is just lawsuits.
So you heard it here first. He basically said his version of violence in today's age is just lawsuits. Now, who in the world could have started that movement?
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
So that being said, at the end of the day, when we come to Dame Dash going in the form of lawsuits towards another rapper, some would say in the land of 2025, that's fair game, because of course we've already seen what Aubrey Caron had to say about that matter.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
I said, what the f-?
But let's hear Dame Dash break it down a little bit more as far as why he's going about the lawsuit route.
If I could take it to the streets, I would, but we can't.
Hold on now. Don't say it a little closer to the wire so we can send this to the authorities. Oh, my fault. It's already on the internet. Oh, see? That's the problem.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Anyways, let's keep going.
And the Italian Godfather, part two, he killed
his brother. Man, always quoting the Godfather.
Black Godfather don't kill his brother. He teaches his brother.
Teach him.
So, again, if y'all want to sit down and work it out, I don't even want to be a part of that project.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That y'all doing, I don't really understand what it is.
He's talking about the 50 Cent and the Cam'ron project.
Cam, me, if together we show that we could be beefing, pause, and then come together and maybe do a TV show together, something different, or a movie or something, just showing the world that we can work together, then we would prove everyone wrong. They love us tearing each other down, and I'm not doing that shit.
All right, so when it comes to that, he's essentially talking about how it resurfaced as far as 50 Cent acquiring the rights back in September, well, this month of this year, acquiring the rights to the 2002 film Paid in Full that I just talked about that Dame Dash produced, right? And he plans to adapt it into a TV series with Cam'ron on board. Now, of course, Dame heard of this. He basically called it out, saying they was lying. And then at the end of the day, when you look at who's lying or who's not, it seems as if Cameron is telling the truth, because the Paid in Full TV show that Dame Dash seemingly is upset that he's not a part of, Cameron basically came out and said that it's going to happen. And ultimately, he reveals the whole angle about why Dame Dash is going at it like this. So here's Cameron's side of things.
2-3 times, finally, when I say, son, you've been wanting to get all this off your chest, and I feel good that you got all this off your chest. Poor, this is it that you've been wanting to say. You talk about bleep your ops. You using the word ops, B? Like, yo, it's crazy. What are you talking about, man? The thing about it is this, like this, and I get...
All right, man, before he keeps going, I can't lie to you. I need DayQuil, NyQuil, I need Mucinex. Somebody give this man a sponsorship. Because at the end of the day, that would be the biggest bag in their company history as far as ROI via commercial. You get Cameron in one of these commercials, you know, the little green man that comes out and basically the medicine takes him away. You get Cameron in one of these commercials, man, I'm telling you, $1 million per day at least. Now, with that out the way, you know, I'm just saying, a little DayQuil, a little NyQuil sponsorship going towards Cameron's way could be very lucrative. That's all I got to say. Let's keep going.
Everybody ain't there. And even on Bleak's show, I talked about, Bleak did an interview with me. I'm getting ready to be on his podcast as well. It's like certain people, and I guess Dame's not there, to where when you have people, I figure it's so long ago or so old that you'd be like, yo, we over it. We done got some more money. We still live. Niggas still here. Niggas ain't dead. We could talk about old shit. And that's where me and Bleak was at. He told me I'm interviewing his ops. I'm like, you got beef with Bleak?
Look. All right, so obviously it goes deeper than just the Rockefeller, the Paid in Full rights as far as 50 Cent and Cameron being a part of it. Obviously, it goes deeper than that. And of course, I did want to transition into Cameron's freestyle, because if you don't know, Cameron put out a whole freestyle over Fantasia's When I See You. Now, of course, this had a lot of shots at Dame, and it was very interesting how it was more of a sub, because he didn't ever name Dame specifically, right? I mean, he said Snaggletooth, he showed pictures of Dame, but it's very interesting how the lyrics never said Dame Dash at all. So I think that was pretty solid. And with that being said, that's all I really want to get into. The Dame Dash versus Cameron is very unfortunate, especially the amount of success Dame has had in a business ventures. So now to see everybody looking at him as a joke or making a mockery of what his current aspirations are. And some of that is brought on by himself as far as talking about Dame, because Dame will say, oh, you're stupid. What's the view of your house? You know, a lot of things that just do not make any sense, and it's very childish in the grand scheme of things. So at this point in time, there's really not a lot to get into besides talking about how Dame Dash was once regarded as one of the best entrepreneurs in life. And now Breakfast Club is making fun of him. Cameron's making fun of him. Obviously, the internet's making fun of him. I don't know if y'all went into the comment section or just on the internet in general. I see millions of engagement for a certain post talking about how Charlamagne said that my teeth are really than yours when getting into that petty back and forth with Dame Dash. I'm not going to lie to you, as far as the way that Charlamagne handled that entire situation, that's essentially how you want a veteran spokesperson of hip hop to react to somebody who's falling off and is trying to attack them because of him falling off. Just giving him the same energy that he came in there with. And I don't think Dame Dash was able to handle it. So now we're in the situation that we're in. And 50 Cent, I mean, I would give his side, but of course he's just basically trolling about urging resolution, when at the same time, 50 Cent probably the one who started this in the first place. So there's really no real solution to this Cameron versus Dame Dash. I just wanted to cover it to let y'all know what's happening in the field right now. And as far as a $300 million lawsuit, I mean, that's not little money, right? I don't know who in the world Dame Dash thinks he's going to get $300 million from. But safe to say, Cameron isn't going to be the one. You know, if he wants to get the $300 million lawsuit filed and actually have somebody be able to pay it, he better get that DayQuil, that NyQuil Mucinex sponsorship sent towards Cameron's way expeditiously. Now, that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Dame Dash versus Cameron? And at the end of the day, do you care about this seemingly bingo club beef? Or what do you think about the fall from grace that Dame Dash has had in the industry?